Aloha. I am your host, Leilani, for the Universal Spiritual Connection Show. Mahalo to all the listeners of BBS Radio, broadcasting into our futures. Our call-in numbers are 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. I am excited today. I am able to connect with all the listeners, and it is all about each and every one of you, and it is a great honor and pleasure to be with each and every one of you this evening. And our today's show is going to be Hello from Heaven, and I have an incredibly awesome special guest with me today. She will be doing medium readings for each and every one of you with messages from your loved ones from the other side. So that'll give you a moment to think about who you may have on the other side that you would like to receive a special message from, or who might be around you helping to guide you and assist you on your own spiritual journey. So if you will bear with me, I would like to give you some background history on this incredible young lady. She is a consistent guest on my show on the Universal Spiritual Connection. Linda has indeed traveled a wonderful journey with me. And let me give you some history about Linda. Linda has been an intuitive as a child, and she's an accomplished psychic medium and healer. Now, Linda has a remarkable ability to connect with loved ones that have passed on and provides clear evidence that they remain present in our lives. Linda is very well known and the author of an incredible book, which I have had the honor to read, and it's called Make It Happen. And if you haven't heard of this book, I'd really write the title of this book down. It is an incredible book. It has even given me some insights on some areas that has been very useful for me. Linda also has written a book, not only Make It Happen, but it is Time to Heal. And I do have that book in my possession as well. And Linda, I couldn't say enough about this young lady. She's very, very precise. Her books are easy to read. It's information that is easy and simple to apply in your everyday lives. And I don't need to tell all of you out there that we can get constantly bombarded with a lot of information. And I have found that Linda's books have just been a tremendous breath of fresh air, and I have literally recommended it to my own personal clients right here in Arizona. So without further delay, please help me to welcome Linda Pineiker onto the show.
Aloha, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hi, Linda. How are you today?
Absolutely wonderful. It's a beautiful day.
You know, please pronounce your last name once again for all our listeners today.
Well, you know, if you pronounce it right, I fall over my face because nobody does. It's Pineiker.
Ah, okay.
And I just find people who think of an acre of pines. Because it just doesn't look like Pineiker.
What I would also like to take a moment, if you would, is to share a little bit more about yourself with all our listeners that are tuned in to BBS Radio.
Okay. Well, I'm one of the fortunate people who live in San Diego, where weather is beautiful almost every day. I feel sorry for the weatherman. His reports are boring. It's sunny and moderate every day, almost anyway. I come from Canada, didn't move to the States until 1997, and I'm married with two adult sons. One lives in Australia, and one lives in Canada. I love to paint by using watercolor, and I love to make jewelry. Of course, I love to write, and most of all, I love to speak to people on the radio, do consultations, and do lectures.
Wow. And you do a lot of it, don't you? I understand
I really travel
quite a bit.
Yes,
as well.
I do. I definitely do. I wonder my car hasn't died.
Well, today I'm going to ask that all the listeners that call in. And let me give you those call-in numbers once again. And those numbers are 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. And once again, we are giving you messages from your beloved loved ones from the heavens today. So, Linda, would you like to start, first of all, with maybe giving a little bit of more information about the books that you have written, and then we'll get started on doing readings.
Sounds good to me. Well, Make It Happen, it's also called, like the subtitles, Develop Your Intuition and Positive Fires. And it's to help people explore the major areas of life, which is career, relationships, leisure time at home, and rebuild the foundation in a way that's meaningful to them, using spirituality as a platform. And it helps people develop their intuition so they can discover their purpose and get on their path. I just really want to help people sort of discover their passion and make life worth living.
I just needed to break in here.
Time okay. Heals a novel. And it's
Linda, hold your thought for just a moment, if you would.
Thank you. The reason I'm breaking in is, well, first of all, you've had a ton of calls, but the next reason is her voice is so light. You're, Linda,
yeah?
If you could raise your voice significantly, that'd be terrific. Okay.
I'm on the phone then, 'cause I really have a voice that's great.
Okay.
I'm just
go ahead, Linda.
I'm see how to do that, okay?
Yes. You know what? I understand from Don that the lines are lit up, Linda. Are you ready to do this?
Can you hear me now? I turned the volume,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
Is that better?
Yes.
Perfect.
Would you like to go ahead and start taking calls?
I sure would, as long as you can hear me.
Yes, ma'am, we can.
Perfect.
Excellent. Don, we're ready to receive our first caller. Is he there? Hello? Hello? Well, Linda, why don't you just continue sharing about your books, if you will.
Okay. Time to Heal is a novel, and it's not...
No, your guest is on with
hello?
You.
Hello?
Sorry.
Oh, hold on, Linda. Go
the,
ahead.
The
okay.
guest was there.
Hello?
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 What's your name, please?
Hi, Leilani. This is Marcella.
Hi, Marcella. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
Oh, I am. Let me tell you, Marcella. Well, first of all, could you tell everybody what city you're calling from, please?
Well, I just relocated from Norfolk, Virginia. Now, as of a week now, I'm in Humble, Texas.
Wow, I love the name.
Yes. Yes.
Marcella, hugs and kisses to you. It is, I am so thrilled. Can you tell I'm nervous?
Yes, I can feel your spirit. Oh, but I'm just so happy to talk to you. I've been waiting for this day.
You and I both. I have missed all of you so much. And I feel my hugs and kisses to you, dear heart.
Yes, and likewise.
And this is great. Well, I'm going to turn you right on over to Linda.
Okay. Hi, Marcella. How are you doing?
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I am fine, thanks. Is there someone in particular that you wanted me to connect with?
Yes. Her name is Lauren. It's a cousin of mine that just
okay.
passed recently in December.
Okay. Yeah, I certainly picked up the younger energy. Well,
yay.
Wow, she's sending you love. You know what she just did? She just brought both of her hands up to her lips and kissed them and then sent them out, you know, to send you lots of kisses.
Oh, that's my sweetie.
You yeah. know what I saw as well, Linda, if I may share this, as she blew all these kisses,
yeah.
came in little heart shapes.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
I got goosebumps on that one.
Yes, and they were red.
Oh,
yes, they were. Actually, they were a magenta color with
yeah.
this slight tint, this beautiful pink around each one of the heart kisses, Marcella.
Very rosy looking.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely incredible. Do you have a question for her?
Yes, I just wanted to know, well, I know she's fine. I know she's wonderful, but just wondering if she just have anything she wants to say to me or...
Well, she wants you to know that she spends a lot of time with you, and particularly in the kitchen. I can see her beside you, sort of like, wonder she doesn't get in the way. She's right there
yes.
on your arm.
Yes, I do. I feel her a lot.
I'm not surprised because she shows herself standing so close that, you know, she's got to be touching. She's very cheerful. Her eyes are very, very sparkly. I'll ask her if she has a message for you.
Full of joy. And matter of fact, what I'm picking up as well, if I may add to this, is that she is really encouraging you to basically celebrate your life full of music and joy and happiness.
Uh-huh.
I'm almost feeling you really need to just bring these elements into your environment. And when you get up in the morning, you know, wake up with this beautiful smile on your face and see the beautiful sunshine just shining brightly as if it's softly touching you with this wonderful warmth of saying, hello, let's get up and celebrate life today.
Yeah, she's showing music notes that are literally dancing above your head, and she's turned each one of them into a little character with an instrument like a mandolin and a guitar and a flute, and she's just got them dancing just below the ceiling in your bedroom.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Thank you. Oh, wow. That is wonderful because I was just, sometimes I ask her for her help because, like I just said, we just relocated here. And my husband just got out of the military, and, you know, I need to find a job now. And he's also looking, he's trying to go into the sheriff department as well. And so it's like I call on her sometimes and I talk to her, you know, for help, you know. And I was just wondering if she just had anything, you know, that she was guiding me.
Well, she just says she knows you're lonely, and so she tries to spend lots of time with you. Did you say your husband was looking for work through the sheriff's department?
Yes.
He's going to get it.
He's going to get it, yes.
Yeah.
And then a month later, he's going to get a quite substantial raise as well.
That's right, a salary increase, definitely.
And Linda.
She's going to help make that happen.
Yes.
But she knows you're worried.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel as though for you too, Marcella, don't you agree, Linda, that she's going to also get a job around September?
Yes, definitely.
That's what I've been praying for. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Now, Marcella, this is time for you to really get yourself settled and grounded into the new environment that you're in. You know, if you're wiping down your cabinets, do it with joy and place your little objects there with love and really get your home where you want it. And then, you know, in between that, take breaks, dance around your house, send out your resumes because your life is about to change. It's time for you to celebrate life.
That's what I feel. Oh, my gosh, this is nothing but a confirmation.
Oh, that's great, because I know she said to take your time with the job, so certainly sounds like a good way to use that time is getting yourself grounded in your new home.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
So we hope we've helped you, Marcella.
Yes,
many hugs
have,
and kisses to you and blessings.
Thank you, and you too. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited to talk to you. Okay. Thank you so much, Linda.
You're welcome.
I as well.
Yes, and y'all both have a blessed and wonderful day.
Thank you, too.
You do the same.
Okay.
Wow, this is great. Linda, you ready to take the next caller?
I sure am.
Let's do it. Don, when you're ready. And you know what's really interesting is what I really appreciate. You know, it's really refreshing when an author is as inspiring as you are, Linda, to bring forth the books that you have written. And, you know, it was really interesting because when you sent me that media kit, mm-hmm. Make It, when I opened it up, and the first book I actually pulled out was Make It Happen,
uh-huh.
The incredible vibration and energy that came off of this book before I even opened up to the first page was just awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I've had several people tell me that. When I delivered one of my acupuncturists, she just could not believe the energy surrounding the book.
Don, is that you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi, Leilani.
Who is this?
This is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing great.
I'm so happy
just
to hear
so
you on the
thrilled.
Radio.
Now, Anna, tell all our listeners, if you would, where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Mesa, Arizona.
Yay!
Love the girl.
And kisses to you.
Same to you. I'm so happy to hear you on the radio. It's wonderful.
Thank you. I am extremely grateful to Don and Doug for allowing me to become a part of their family, and I'm just really thrilled to walk this journey with them. I know some great things are about to happen.
Absolutely.
So on that note, I'm going to turn you right over to Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Anna. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Really good. Is there someone you'd like to connect with today?
Yes. My daddy.
I knew it was a male. Waiting. Standing here waiting. Did you ever call you baby girl?
Yes.
Because that's what he's calling you right now.
Yes.
Okay, let's see what message he has for you today. Oh, of course. Oh, wow. He's doing that universal sign for sending love where they put down both their hands and it looks like colored smoke just rolling down their arms and engulfing you in this rosy red ambiance.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. And he says he's very proud of you.
Oh, yeah.
Got some advice
for you. It's funny how you said universal love, because that we used to, when I was a little kid, he used to tell me that. He used to say, we used to go back and forth. He would say, well, I love you. And I'd say, well, I love you more, Daddy. And he'd say, no, I love you more. And then it finally got to be where he would say he loved me as big as the universe was.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
And yeah.
Oh.
And that was our thing, because we always think of the universe as just being infinite, and it's just, you know, it just goes on and on and on. And, yeah, that was our little thing. So that's nice to hear.
Yeah. You know, he has some advice for you, and it looks like it's connected with a male. And I didn't catch the fellow's name, but I hope this is meaningful to you. He said, hang in there. Does that mean something to you, connected with a relationship you have with a male?
Well, I don't have a relationship.
Yeah, and I knew that you weren't married. It looks like somebody that's, you know, like someone you would have gone out with. Let me see if you've met him yet. Oh, maybe he's coming, who you're going to meet. Hang on, I'll check it out. Oh, you haven't met him yet. Hang in there, because he's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's not real tall. I'd say average height.
Pardon?
The male you're going to meet. He's not real tall. I'd say average to maybe a little bit short.
Okay.
I always think of 5'9 as being maybe average. You know,
okay.
He looks like he's around 5'9.
Uh-huh.
And his hair is typically a light brown. But, you know, I'll get shown the hair color before they get any gray, or it falls out, or they color it, or shave it off.
Yeah.
I thought
yeah.
people get real challenging. He has no hair, he shaves it. Well, yeah, but I get shown what color it was before. But he said it looks to me like he's coming in early fall, like maybe early October.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
A real level-headed guy, feet nice and firmly planted on the ground, pretty easy going to me. That's what it looks like, looking at his energy.
And we're going to have to get some chains. I can see that now. Put the chains around this woman's ankle, because she's going to be floating.
I need to be floating.
Well, I know why your daddy said hang in there.
Oh, that's
great. Have you been impatient about this?
Pardon?
Have you been impatient about having a relationship?
I have been, yeah, impatient, cautious, you know, everything all wrapped into one, because I've been, you know, through my ups and downs. And so I guess I've been kind of reluctant.
Yeah.
But I also, on the other side, it's like, yeah, I would like to meet somebody special. And, you know, so.
Well, he wants you to know you're not going to spend the rest of your life alone, that's for sure.
Aw, that's good.
Yes, and I want to be invited to the wedding.
And you know what your daddy just said? He said he was handpicked by me.
Oh, well, then that's all I needed to hear. Then my daddy picked him, then that's great. He's going to be awesome, I can tell.
Now, I'm not quite getting this, but there's a song, and Melinda, maybe you can help me with this one. It's Be Happy. I would like for you to consider playing this song during the day, even when you're driving.
Okay.
Okay. This is another message Dad wanted to give to you. So only you know how that applies to you.
And it's what,
time.
Be happy?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that the one that's Don't Worry, Be Happy?
Yes, that's the
okay.
one. Thank you, Linda.
Be happy.
Oh, that sounds like my dad, too. He had such a great sense of humor. And
he sure does.
Now, how he's, I know he's fine, and I know, I mean, he's happy. And are there other people around him? I know there has to be his family members and stuff.
Well,
how is he doing? I mean, cool. I know he comes around me. I can feel it.
Yeah, definitely, especially when you're outdoors. He has a real large group around him. The first one he pointed out, though, was an ant.
Yeah.
Was the first one he pointed to.
Oh, my
goodness.
Looks
like they're, like, good buddies or something.
Yeah, that's his, yeah, they were very close. One of his sisters, very close.
Ah, okay.
Wow.
But, you know, I mean, there's a whole mess of people. Like, his parents are there and this aunt, and it looks like there's a man standing just a little ways behind her, so I get the impression he's not quite as close to your dad as she is. And he looks like he'd be a little bit older than your dad too. Like, has your dad lost a brother that would have been older than him? It could be the brother-in-law though, because he's on the outside of the aunt. Let me just check.
Yeah, brother-in-law.
Yeah, it's a brother-in-law.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now,
and
back
dad
to this,
is happy.
Yes.
I get that feeling that he. I mean, I don't know. I just get that feeling that he is happy. He went through a very difficult time before he passed, and I know that he's happy and he's at peace right now, so that's
yeah.
a good feeling.
He wants you to know it wasn't as difficult as it looked to you, that he was out of the body a lot of the time, so it looked like he was going through a lot more than he was.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
So we hope we have served you well.
Yes, absolutely. That's wonderful.
And hugs and kisses to you, and thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you, and I will be listening.
Thank you, honey.
Okay, take
you
care,
have a
Leilani.
Great
Thanks,
evening.
Linda.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. This is great stuff, isn't it, Linda?
Oh, yeah,
I just love it.
I love it.
Thank you, Universe, and to Father, Mother, God for giving me this opportunity to connect with the people I care about the most. And that's all the listeners out there. If I can help you just change anything, even if it's just a small thing in your life that will make an impact in your life for you, to give yourself permission to celebrate life. This is what this show is all about, and I thank you and I honor each of you, don't we, Linda?
Sure do.
Yes, we do.
We help people.
Yes, so Don, whenever you get ready to give us another caller, you just let us know. Hello?
Leilani?
Yes?
This is Brian.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
I think this is to ya.
Isn't this just awesome?
Isn't this wonderful? I'm so thrilled. Can you tell?
Oh, well, a little bit, yeah.
It'll take me hours, believe me, just to be able to calm down with all this energy.
Yeah.
Just so I can rest tonight.
Well, I had to call in and say congratulations. I'm just thrilled to death for you. It's wonderful to hear you back on. And it sounds like things started out on the right foot.
Oh, yes, they have, Brian. And you know what? I want to share with all of you tonight is a lot of more great things are about to unfold, believe me. And everybody is going to get to celebrate right alongside with me.
When you can't wait. Along, can't wait.
Someone thanked me. Just follow the yellow brick road.
Well, Brian, tell our listeners where you're calling from, if you would.
Oh, I'm calling from Bismarck, North Dakota.
Yay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to turn you right on over to Linda. Linda, do you have a message for Brian today?
Sure. Brian, is there somebody in particular you wanted me to connect with?
I'm sorry, what?
Is there someone that you would like me to connect with for you?
You know, actually, my dad And
I'm glad you said that, because I was about to interrupt you saying, would you mind, your dad's here?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's waiting impatiently, actually. Let's see what he has to say. He's quite a, he sure stands well, doesn't he? Like, that lovely posture, and he just, I don't know, he just looks confident. Is that how you remember him?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we want you to do that as well, Brian. You know, one of the things that a message I would like to give you, if you will permit, is for you, go ahead, stand upright, hold that those shoulders back, because you are an individual that has a lot to give, not only to yourself, but to everyone around you. And we could learn a lot from you as an individual. And I want you to absorb that in your heart, okay?
Yes, okay.
Your father wants to tell you that he thinks you're working too hard. He'd like you to take more time to smell the roses. He says you're not nurturing your soul enough. You need to get outdoors.
Oh, yeah.
He says don't be like him.
Yeah.
He was very hardworking, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he was.
He knows better now.
Yeah,
yeah, right. You know, his life is short. Yeah, did he have his own business, Brian?
I'm sorry?
Did your father have his own business?
Well, his second career was farming. So,
oh,
yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I never would have got that, because he's standing here in a business suit, so who would have guessed, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? He's certainly not. Oh, he's going to switch clothes for me now, though. Did he wear a business suit before he became a farmer? Was he educated?
Well, he did go to college. In fact,
oh,
his first career.
Oh, anytime I get shown him in a business suit, it either means they're educated and or businessmen. But if he went
actually,
to college, I'd call that educated.
His first career was actually, he was a commercial fisherman.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? I mean, if you think about it, farming is a business. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we really need to honor farmers, because they're the ones who make sure that we get food.
Yeah.
We,
you know? Yeah, I definitely call that a business. It's just interesting they didn't come in coveralls or something instead. But, yeah, they always show for me. I guess it's because they know it's meaningful to me. They show in a business suit if they're educated and are businessmen, have their own business, you know. So, but, yeah, he really wants you to spend more time, like just taking time to smell the roses, how he's putting it. Really,
wow.
Always remember, Brian, it's important to always have a balance in life. And I'm going to listen to my own words, because I'm a worker. I work all the time. And, you know, the masters are constantly reminding me that it's, you know, we have to have a balance in all things. You work hard, you play hard. Or you have quiet time, equal time of that quietness. So
yes.
Remember that feeds our souls.
Your
yes.
father says your partner's more easygoing than you are, and that you could learn from him.
Oh, my.
Does that mean something to you?
More easygoing than me?
Well, in terms of work, it looks like he doesn't work as hard as you do.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'll have to speak with him then.
Oh, we're fixing to have a family meeting.
Listen, this way, it doesn't look like it's on his mind as much as it is yours. Your father's insisting that you could learn from him.
Yes. Well, yeah.
So, Brian, we hope we have helped you.
Yes.
And I am just thrilled that you called in. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Could I ask a quick question?
Yes, you may.
We're just having a fantastic week. Our daughter has come home to visit us from out of state. And she has brought with her a friend. And we are just we're just wondering if this friend
yes.
is the guy.
Yes.
Yeah, looks good to me.
Wow.
I hear wedding bells ringing.
Yeah. This is it, yes.
Okay, good. Good, because I conducted my interview today.
Oh, dear.
And he does care a lot about your daughter, by the way.
Oh, I know he does.
Yes,
yeah.
He does.
Yeah,
he's very attentive to her and her needs.
Fantastic.
And I see 3 grandchildren down the turnpike there, Brian.
I can't wait. That would be the greatest
name
thing
one
ever.
After me, would you?
Okay. Well,
oh,
my easy. Best to you always. I just can't. I can't wait till tomorrow and the next day to see what's unfolding. Again, congratulations, Leilani.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bless you for that. You have a good night.
You too. Thanks, Linda.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Oh, Linda, this is great, right?
No,
and we're kidding. Ready to take our next caller. Are you ready, Don? You just let us know when. Oh, Linda, I'm just so thrilled. I can barely just sit here, you know? Good
you
stuff.
Know, when his dad showed up, he's like, oh, he says, you know, like, because you said, you know, somebody, a message to somebody. He's like, I guess I don't have to be invited.
Well, while we're waiting for our next caller, would you like to, do you have a message from one of my loved ones from the other side?
Okay, let me take a look there, because I've definitely got one standing here. This one's a spirit guide, though.
Ah.
And he doesn't look related to you, because he
looks
like Native Indian to me.
Wow, that's been coming up a lot lately for
me. He's fairly big, broad build, and gray hair, really long gray hair that he's got braided in one braid down the back.
Okay.
And he's dressed in the Indian attire, like, you know, with the buckskin, but it's he's wearing one of the white jackets with the fringe on it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I see the fringe all across his chest. Yeah, he's really a stout build, you know, like a broad build, broad shoulder, broad build. Okay, let's see what he's got to say.
Up my alley.
He says, keep up the good work.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
He says he helps you with your radio programs. He says, keep up the good work.
Aww.
That's what his purpose in life purpose in your life is helping you with the media work that you do.
Wow. And I tell you, Linda, I get a lot of creative ideas. Sometimes I'm like saying to these guys, okay, cut it off. I can only do just so much in one time. Oh, we got us a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is this Leilani?
Yes, it is.
It's Joanne Ross.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. I just wanted to phone in also and say congratulations. Nice you're back on the air.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to hear you again. We've missed you.
Oh, you know, I have never had such an experience on making such wonderful connections. And it's so interesting because, you know, physically I've never met any of you. But I know each of your souls.
Wow.
And I'm going to say it, I terribly missed every one of you.
Oh,
dearly.
That is so good, though, right?
Yes, it is.
It's nice
to have
you
such
back.
A wonderful connection with so many people.
Yeah, it's been great. It's just really nice having you back again.
Would you tell all our listeners where you're calling from?
From Edmonton, Canada.
Yeah.
Well, Alberta, Canada, I guess is better how to say it.
Well, I am so grateful that you called in today. I'm just so thrilled. Linda, this is it, girl.
Yeah.
We're going to need to get a change for Leilani.
Oh,
well, how may we serve you tonight? Do you have a message for Linda?
No.
I got your mother here. She's passed on, right?
No, my mother's still alive.
Oh, let me find who this woman is then. She's your mother's mother. She's your maternal grandmother.
Yeah, I didn't know her, though.
It doesn't matter. They come anyway if they have a message, and sometimes if they're one of your spirit guides.
Oh,
But you've got a daughter, right?
Myself?
Yeah, you.
No, I don't.
Okay, let me see who she's talking about.
I have all boys.
Okay. No, she's definitely talking about a little girl. Maybe it was you when you were a little girl, but you said you didn't know her very well.
Did she know
you when you were young?
Hold on. You know what? My phone's cutting in and out. Just let me trade phones. Hold on, please.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now I could hear you. I think my battery was dying.
Yeah, it's definitely the maternal grandmother. I'm surprised she didn't show me that in the family tree. Like, she just pointed at your mother on the family tree, and usually they point at who they are, not who they're related to.
Okay.
It's your mother's mother. But why is she talking about a little girl? You've got all boys.
Yeah, I've got all boys.
Have you got a niece or something that is struggling in school?
I've got actually a lot of nieces, but I don't know.
You've got a what?
A lot of nieces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got about 8, 9, 10.
Because this little girl looks like she's between 7 and 8 years old. Well, I mean, it's probably not that significant to you. Maybe it's just to her. Let's see if we've got another message for you. Is there someone in particular you'd like to connect with?
Well, actually, you know what? My father's passed away.
Okay, let's see if we can get him here.
He's kind of stubborn, though, so I don't know.
No, he's here. You're right about the stubbornness. He's standing back a little bit. I'm just going to ask him to move up a little closer so I can see him a little better. He's about average height, right?
Yeah, average.
Yeah, average, maybe an inch higher than average or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've got him here. Well, he's not that stubborn anymore. I mean, he's got a nice smile on his face.
Yeah.
He's laughing at you calling him stubborn. He said, as a mule.
He knows it's true, that's why.
What's that?
Because it's true, yeah. He knows it's true.
He says he can't deny that.
Mm-hmm.
He's fairly shy.
He call you my girl? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely calling you my girl.
Yes. Does he see where I'm going in the next while?
He says it's exciting.
She wanted to know, Linda, where she would be moving forward to in her life.
Do you mean in terms of your path or relocating, like, physically?
No, I don't think relocating. Just
okay.
Basically your path, where I'm going.
Okay, because you're a healer. Did you know that?
What's that?
Did you know that you're a healer?
Well, I've been told that.
Yeah, you definitely are. Very natural healer.
And very clairvoyant as well.
Yeah, that I know.
I see you sharing healing energy. I definitely see you picking up that skill. Reiki. Looks like Reiki to me.
To do Reiki?
Yeah, and look,
yes.
You're going to earn a living doing it, too.
Oh, wow.
And you will use your clairvoyant to build your intuition to help you know what people need, where they need the healing.
And how do you go about finding someone that's good for that, like that is true, you know, that's doing it from their heart?
Well, you know, the way I do it is I look at a list of names, or else I ask my guides to bring someone to me, or else I'm kind of impatient.
Okay.
I might look at where there's a list of people who teach Reiki, and I see which one lights up for me. So whichever one grabs your attention, that's the one you're supposed to go to.
Oh, okay.
Sort of have to trust your intuition on that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
I say lights up, and it's almost like that. It's like it draws your attention. I mean, don't look in the pages where the ads are all different sizes, because, of course, you're going to notice the ones that stand out more. Just look at the alphabetical listing.
Right.
But really, I guess you're going to get it off a pamphlet. A pamphlet's going to be available, and you're going to pick it up and call that person. It's a woman.
Oh,
I see
okay.
One of those trifold pamphlets. Looks like
right,
you pick
right.
It up in an office somewhere off a low desk. You know, like you know how, say, in a doctor's office, they have the low little tables beside the couch? It looks like you pick it up off of one of those. And that's how you're going to find this person.
Okay, well, that sounds great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're really going to enjoy it.
I would also like to suggest to you, if I may, is to also consider taking some channeling classes.
Yeah.
And when you investigate that particular area,
okay.
Make sure it's the mind channeling class.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some clairvoyant training would be really exciting for you.
Yes.
Okay.
And also mediumship as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that would be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
But whatever you do, when you get ready to take those types of particular classes,
okay.
You make sure that you take a class from someone that understands what a gatekeeper is.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be very important for you, or you'll get really worn down.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's just for protecting myself, right?
Right, that keeps from other beings or entities that can come in pretending to be something that they are not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Very good. I'll have to. And that was what it would be called, like a gatekeeper?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll have to check into the local area and see if I can find something on that.
Yes, and you want to find a channeling class that says universal mind channeling, okay?
Okay. Okay,
clear channeling, and mediumship would be very good. You're going to end up being like Linda. I mean, she just pops the stuff right out.
Oh, wow. That would be really wonderful.
And think about working with children as well.
What's that?
Yes.
Working with children.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to look and see where we go, I guess. So thank you very much for your time, ladies.
Yeah, you're going to do a bit of traveling to get some of that training, Joanne.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to get in Edmonton.
Yeah, she's going to, yes.
Okay.
Hugs and kisses to you and many blessings to you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice
thanks
to have
for
you back.
Calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Wow, Linda, this is great stuff. And we're ready to take our next caller. So until we get our next caller, Linda, did you have any more messages from my Indian guy?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he's still here. Looking alive and well. this is about your career. He says, you know, he's there with you for the radio and he's there with you for the television.
Ah, we got us another caller. Hello.
Hello. Hey, you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Who is this?
This is Julia from Maryland.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Julia.
This is like old home week, isn't it? Everybody.
Yes, it is. Hugs and kisses to you, hon.
To you, too.
Isn't this great
Woo-hoo.
Stuff?
Well, the show sounds wonderful.
Could you tell I was really nervous?
Oh, no, not at all.
Really?
You're doing great. It's a great show. And so many calls. I was wondering if I was going to get through.
Meant to be.
Oh, Linda, hugs and kisses to you. It's so wonderful to connect with all of you guys again. I mean, it's like I know all your signatures, your soul signatures, you know? And it's just wonderful.
Yeah, really.
I'm going to stop drooling all over myself, and I'm going to turn you right over to Linda.
Well, it's good to hear you on the air again. It's great.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you. It is great to be back.
So, Julie, I've got your paternal grandmother here right now. Are you going to tell me you weren't close to her? Were you very close to her?
I didn't know my father's side of the family at all.
She says she's one of your spirit guides. You're artistic, right?
I'm sorry?
You are artistic, right?
I am artistic?
Yes.
Yes, somewhat.
Because that's what she helps you with. She wants you to
nice.
Do more and more and more. She's singing the song. Do more and more and more. I'm not a real good singer, but she wants you to do more. You're supposed to be painting.
Could you speak up just a little bit?
I said you're supposed to be doing painting. Did you
let
hear
me
that?
Change phones here. I must have a bad connection.
Oh.
And she was, Linda was sharing with you that when you paint, your grandmother helps you with your paintings.
Oh, nice.
So she's asking and encouraging you to continue painting and to maybe paint more often.
Yeah. Yeah, she wants you, she just says do more and more and more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. Thank you.
You know, a lot of our spirit guides are loved ones in spirit, even though we weren't close to them because they're assigned to us before we came to this earth, you know.
Okay.
So it's not unusual at all for some of your spirit guides. I couldn't say how often now people say to me, I never even knew my great-grandmother.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
whatever.
It's weird that, you know, you would think it would be somebody that you would, you know, have at least met or knew you, you know, as when you were an infant or something.
Yeah. No, one of my spirit guides is a half-brother, and I only saw him once in my life for about 15 minutes when he was 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to ask a question of you, Julia.
Okay.
Are you good at design work?
Well, I haven't done it in a while, but I thought I was all right at it.
Well, that's what I'm hearing,
yeah,
is that you're very good at design work and that you're very creative. And so one of the things I want to have you consider as well, and this could be just a side thing if you want it to be, but I could see where it would even go one step further. And what I see with the designing is that you would design on a spiritual level and that you would intuitively place things in a certain position to draw in or bring in a particular spiritual vibration. And also to the level of you would expand, like let's say you went in and did somebody's house,
mm-hmm.
and they were at this stage within their own personal life, but you would intuitively on a spiritual level design inside their home for room for growth, expansion in their spiritual journey, which would help to support them during their journey. Does that make sense for you?
That's fascinating, really. I never even thought about that. I mean, I know about, well, not in depth, but I know of feng shui and using
Yeah, that's your career path.
And...
That's the direction your career is going to go in.
It is. Oh, wow. Okay.
So play with that and just see, you know, if that strikes you.
Okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
Your grandmother says she'll help you with that. She says she'll be bringing opportunities your way, opening doors for you.
Could you get a name, Linda?
Pardon me?
Did you get her name?
No, getting names isn't one of my strengths. I either get them or I don't, you know, and
oh,
I mean,
okay.
I don't know, I'm thinking Cecilia, but if that's not right, don't write her off just because I didn't get the name.
Okay.
That's not my strength.
All right, well, thank you both very much, and congratulations on the new show. It's going great.
Thank you, Julia. Hugs and kisses to you and many blessings.
See you too. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You do the same. Yay, Linda. This is good stuff. It's like I'm a little child, you know, with a brand new toy. Here I am, just playing and having a good time.
That's wonderful.
Well, let me...
Nice to have so many connect with you that you know.
Say that again?
I said it's so lovely to have so many connect with you that you already know, that you've already, you know, heard from them on the radio.
Yes, it is. And you know, the thing is, Linda, is, you know, I've shared this story before with the listeners where, you know, all of a sudden I got up one morning and it was actually Master Katumi that was right there in front of me the moment I opened up my eyes. And he said... He started talking to me about, you know, going on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm a Taurus, so I was a little stubborn, didn't pay it too much mind, you know. I kind of wrote it off that particular day. Well, it started happening every morning when I got up, but it wasn't just Master Katumi that came in, it was other ascended masters that came in as well.
Mm-hmm.
And before I knew it, they were just like, you know, being very persistent. And so at one point, Master Katumi says to me, he says, we got us another caller. Hello.
Hello. My name is Phyllis, and I'm from Washington State.
Hi, Phyllis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Congratulations on coming back.
Thank you, and hugs and kisses to you, dear
Thank
heart.
Thank you.
Isn't it great? I'm so thrilled.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. And where did you say you were calling from?
Washington State.
That's right. You just, oh, man, I love Washington and all the Oregon area.
It's beautiful.
I've been up there quite often, you know.
Ah, good.
Yes. If you send me your address, one of these days I'll come knocking on your door.
Oh, hey. I'll answer, too.
I'm just teasing you. I would never do something like that. I'd call you
know,
first, though, and say, hey, guess who this is?
That would be fun, though.
Yes, it would, because you know what I would do, don't you? I'd say, would you like to go and play today?
Hey,
let's go have some fun. Well, I'm going to turn you right over to Linda.
Thank you, dear.
Hi,
Thank
Phyllis.
You.
Hi.
You know, Phyllis, I'm going to ask you who you want to talk to, because I would much rather bring someone that you're hoping to speak to than just whoever shows up. So who would you
like?
It's
really kind of hard to hear you.
Oh. Maybe I can turn this volume up. Hang on.
What Linda was saying.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I just wanted to know, who would you like me to call to speak to you?
Well, if possible, my daughter.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, so she's here. She's got really long hair, right?
Kind of.
Well, like just past the shoulders, a couple inches past the shoulders?
Yeah.
Okay. I call that really long. Of course, you have to see how short mine is for, me to, for you to understand that. Yeah, very pretty. Have you got a question for her?
I was wondering if she has connected with her aunt that just passed over.
You know, I'm getting a not yet for that.
Not yet.
Yeah, that's what she said, is not yet.
Okay.
Which surprises me, because I've never, ever received that answer before. How recently did your aunt pass
over? Just a matter of a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay, well, still, I mean, I've connected with people the day they passed, so it surprises me, but she says not yet.
Okay.
What I'm feeling for the aunt is that she's still in what we refer to as a holding tank. There is some healing that needs to be taken place first.
Right.
Yeah, she looks to me like she's doing the. They do some counseling when they first pass over, and I see her there.
It was very sudden, unexpected.
Oh, yeah, that explains it, because it takes a little longer sometimes then, because they need some adjustment time.
Right.
Yeah. But your daughter is showing that a male is beside her, a fellow with really dark hair, thin.
Well, not really dark.
Brown, though, right?
Yeah, brown.
Yeah, I call that dark.
Actually, she didn't have much when she passed.
Pardon me?
She didn't have much hair when she passed.
She didn't, or he didn't?
She passed of cancer.
I can't hear you very well.
I say my daughter did not have much hair when she passed.
You know, that doesn't matter, because what happens,
I know.
You know, they just come in whatever valence is the way they want to remember it, or be the way that they think you would be most likely to remember them. And I've never seen them come back showing themselves when things weren't as well, you know, because everything's so good over there. So
I'm changing phones, okay?
Pardon me?
I'm changing phones.
Okay.
Okay. And you know what's really interesting is, you know, I want to remind all our listeners is that when our loved ones cross over to the other side, you know, we're perfect once again. And we're perfect right here on the physical plane. But what's the difference is that, you know, we use our physical bodies as a vehicle to kind of motor us around on the physical plane. And so when we decide to drop the physical body, we don't have all those things that we had here on the physical. And I have seen my father as young looking as in his early 20s with, you know, nice biceps and, you know, the perfect form that we would see in a 20-year-old.
I have a friend who is psychic. In fact, she's on that same station, and she sees Pat all the time, so I feel really close to her. So,
yeah.
But give her my love.
Yeah. Well, your daughter says, I love you very much, and she also added, keep your chin up.
Thanks.
Yes, and I also want to remind you to work on your heart chakra, to let go of some pain and sorrow that you're still holding on in your heart.
Right.
One of the things I want to let you know, and I'm going to work on your heart chakra right now as we're talking.
Thank you.
And I also want to let you know that when you are feeling sad or you want to slip a little bit into that depression, did you know when you lay down that your daughter comes and lays next to you and cradles you?
Yeah, I believe that.
She does.
My son just went through open heart surgery, so it's been a little bit rough, but he's doing great. So I know she's been
very
watching
over
him.
Yes, yes. Your son's going to be fine, as Linda's just said.
Yes.
Yeah, he's doing great.
Yeah. But I want you, okay, because I want you to see your own beauty and not to waste one more moment of your life in pain and sorrow. Whatever it takes, I want you to take those steps, not for me, not for anybody else, but for you, because you are worth it.
Thanks.
Your daughter says she's going to sprinkle some rose petals for you. Keep your eye open for them.
I will.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and many blessings to you.
Many
we hope we have served you well.
Blessings to you, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Linda, this is great. Well, I want to read this because this is from a very, very special person, and her name is Joanne Ross. And she sends me these really beautiful channels, and I want all of you listeners tonight to just sit and close your eyes for just a moment and allow yourselves, allow your heart to absorb these words into your heart. And I hope that these words will touch you so profoundly that tomorrow morning when you get up and you take that first breath, that you are celebrating life. Okay? So here we go. And I want to thank personally Joanne Ross from Canada for sharing her channeled message for all of you. And it starts with, what is life? Life is a dream worth living. Life is a dream worth remembering. Life is a dream worth telling others about. Life is a dream all want to remember. Life is a dream for all to live. Life is a dream for all to cherish. Life is a tapestry, a dream worth living in all colors. Life is a dream for all to live to its fullest. Life is a dream that demands all of our attention this day. Life is a dream that God Himself, Father, Mother, has given to all of us here on this earth plane. Life is a dream worth investing in each other and in ourselves, and no matter how much it cost us, life is a dream of pure, unconditional love and light. Life is a dream worth mentioning to others to help share these worlds. Life is a dream worth sharing for generations to come. Life is a dream if only you choose to be a main player in it. Life is a dream worth living if you choose to love with all your heart and soul. And to each of us connect once again, I personally want to thank my special guest, Linda, tonight, for all her love, her support, not only to the show, but to each and every one of you. I love each all of every one of you, and I've missed you all very dearly. And I thank you for coming forth to support me with your love, your kindness, and your generosity, not only to yourselves, but to me and the show as well. Until we meet again, remember, you are, I am, the power and the intelligence of you, my world, and activities. On that note, I want to bless each and every one of you, and I will say, until we meet again, be safe, be peace, be love, and celebrate your lives. And good night to each and every one of you. Mahalo.